Ben Sacone Incorporated?
Yeah, hi, is Brandon there?
He's actually out of the meeting at the moment. Can I take a message?
Okay. Yeah, well, is maybe Paul there?
Who's calling?
This is Danny with Cardiff.
Okay, and what's this regarding?
It was about some financing the company's done through Manufacturers and Traders Trust.
Hold on 1 second.
Hey Paul, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I don't know if you remember. I spoke with you back in March. It was a little while back. We do equipment financing and working capital.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know you said you didn't have any. Yeah, you didn't have any needs then, and yeah, just wanted to follow up. You know, touch base with you and see if you had anything coming up for summer.
We don't need any capital. We pretty much, most of the stuff that we do get, the small stuff, like pickup trucks and stuff like that, we usually always get it, like 0% financing anyway.
Oh, okay.
If we don't buy it outright. Like, if they have 0%, we'll take that instead of just laying out the money.
Yeah.
But if they don't have that, then most of the time we'll just buy it outright.
Do you guys just buy it outright, and then do you refinance it after to keep for cash flow, or do you?
No.
No.
No, we'll just buy it outright.
Okay, no problem. I mean, do you guys have plans for adding on those trucks, or?
What's that?
Are you looking to add on some more of those trucks this summer?
Nah, not really.
No, okay. All right, and, business has been pretty good for you guys the last couple months?
Pretty steady.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's not, it's kind of always been steady for us.
Mm-hmm.
More steady now than it was in the past, but just always been steady. We haven't really had any peaks since like 2011.
Yeah. What do you think's, attributing to that?
A lot of things. You get a lot of a lot of the funding, through the states and stuff like that for municipal projects. The money is not going to where it should be going, so there's less of that around, so there's less projects, and you have less projects, less of that money going around, then you have twice as many bidders going for the same job than you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the big conglomerate guys who, who are gobbling a lot of the other small companies up or forming alliances or coming down and bidding into the, the 10 to 30 million range when they're used to, bidding over 100 million.
Yeah.
So you get the big guys dropping down, and then you get the landscaper guys trying to move up.
That's crazy.
A lot of gridlock.
Yeah. So with this, is that usually how the bid process goes? Like, how do you guys stand out in that process? Or what's, have you noticed worked in the past?
It's low bidder.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, landscaping guys who don't really maybe have as much experience or know a lot about the stuff as we do, but they might just throw a lowball number in there, knowing that they're losing their shirt, but they're just looking to keep equipment moving.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, yeah, it's crazy how the business is, how people like those conglomerates you said are coming down. Are they trying to snuff out all the little guys, try and take over? Is that?
Well, they're just, they're, like I said, they're forming these alliances, and they're just, again, because there's not, the money's not there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, dropping down to the lower level projects.
Yeah.
You don't get your huge projects like the Tappan Zee Bridge and stuff like that, but.
Yeah, they don't come up as often, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the state will say they have money for roads and bridges, but then that money for the roads and bridges ends up going to all these little pet peeve stuff or,
yeah,
you know, the governor or whomever.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I think it, this year as well, it's because of election year. It's pretty, it's like an off year, it feels like.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of private companies, too, that have just kind of been holding on to their money and putting off doing projects now because of, you know, because of the current administration that's in there, and they're just waiting for, you know, the shoe to drop to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if, yeah. You know, if Clinton gets in there, I'm sure it's going to be more of the same for another 4 years. And
mm-hmm.
If Trump gets in there, then everybody will be crossing their fingers that there's some big changes.
Yeah, and that's, I know, I hear a lot of people, you know, saying that, saying, like, if it, like, I was like, yeah, you guys looking for plans or projects, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're, if the Queen of America gets in office, he's like, I'm not doing nothing. But
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
it's true. And then, like, a lot of people, I mean, for Trump, just the business aspect of it, even though he is, you know, creating a lot of controversy, this race, but I think it's more blown out of proportion than it should be.
It is, but it's exactly why people are behind him, is because they don't want the same old political crap again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Kicking a can down the road. Don't let them dictating what's best for us instead of the people dictating what's best for the people.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be mm-hmm. democracy, but in both sides of the aisle, I mean, you got the the Democrats and the Republicans, they're all on the take. At the end of the day, they're all on the take, and they want to keep the boys' club, and
mm-hmm.
the reason why they're mad at Trump is because they know that he's going to disrupt that, and they don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, the whole race thing they're throwing at him, it's funny.
Well, they got to throw whatever they can to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's unpredictable. When somebody's unpredictable, that keeps everybody on their toes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're so predictable, then you could just shit all over something.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's unpredictable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens. I think, you know, something like that can happen, and then yeah, the economy will, you know, start booming.
Yeah, we at least, you know what, we tried a community organizer, why not try a business person?
Exactly, why not?
The other person who's running has been in there been in politics for over 30 years, but
mm-hmm.
amazingly she doesn't know the laws about her emails and other stuff.
I know, right? So yeah, let's let her lead the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, yeah, it's crazy, but yeah, I'm hoping, you know, it'll go that way, and we'll see, you know, what we'd, you know, be.
This way, can't be any worse, right?
That's true. It can't get any worse. So why not try it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Paul. I mean, it was good, you know, talking with you.
Yep.
I mean, if you guys do have any, you know, plans or anything like that, you know, we'd like to help you guys out. But yeah, I'll check back in, you know, next quarter, see how things are going,
okay.
And. Yeah, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, take care. All right, bye-bye.